Hi, it's Hazel.
Hey, it's Azura.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to Clarity's
Hash Podcast.
Can you feel the love tonight? Oh, I sure can. Because tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Aww, happy
V-Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
How are you guys celebrating Valentine's Day?
Alone.
Hey, also alone.
You're also alone?
Yeah. Okay, see you all tomorrow.
Okay. Valentine's Day. Once a year, so many expectations and pressures and all that. And we've discussed this. So let's talk about something fun today.
Fun? Okay.
Yeah. Huh? You don't think it's fun?
First love. Is this fun to you?
Ooh.
I mean, I think it's something that is very dreamy and lovely, but may not always be the happiest.
Correct.
Okay, before we get there,
sure.
When you think of your first love, how do you remember it? Like, trash, terrible, don't think about it, fond.
Oh, fond.
Fond, right? Yeah. I think of it fondly too.
For me, I think I wasn't so lucky. When I think of first love, two persons come to mind.
Okay.
Because I'm just not sure which one was my first love. So the first one, I encountered this when I was 8, right? So I was so young, it probably wasn't like first love. Maybe it's puppy love kind of thing. But back then in childcare, I met this guy and I thought he was super cute.
Childcare?
Yeah. Not childcare. What's that?
After school.
After school. Nothing much happened, of course. We were 8.
Yeah.
But then just thought to myself, when I grow up, I want to marry this person.
Oh,
okay. It could still happen.
No, he's married and I think he...
You still know who it is?
Yeah, I still remember. They say you never forget your first crush, right?
Wow.
Yeah, okay, the second person, my encounter at 14.
Slippers?
No. Stop. I think this was more like an unofficial relationship of sorts, like just trying things out, having fun. But I don't think that ended well. Yeah, so I don't think like fond is the word that is used to describe my first love, but more of like a lesson learned.
I don't think it's always a lesson. Yeah.
It always is.
Love is a lesson.
10th, 20th.
Always a lesson learned.
Always a lesson. Okay, let's define first love first. Does it have to be a relationship? Could it just be a crush? Like, you know, hazies?
Doesn't have to be a relationship, but I think the feeling of love must be there.
Love is a heavy word.
Like, crush. Do you think crush can be first love?
I think if you feel strong enough for that person, it can be first love.
Because I guess at that point, that's all you know, no?
That's true.
Yeah. But what about you girls? Your first love? Zura, was your first love at the age of... And you mentioned, right? Your first relationship at the age of 19. Was that your first love?
I think so.
Oh.
Who's this? The J? Why would you remember it fondly?
Yeah, why would you use the word fond?
I do, like, actually.
Didn't it end in flames?
That's the one that burned up in the biggest flames as compared to anything else.
Oh.
But other people, sometimes I look at them and I'm like, oh, fucking dog scum of the earth, why do you exist? But I think about this one and I don't actually have very much ill feelings about it.
Even though it didn't end well, but during the time of love,
I just feel like there were so much takeaways that I got out of it that I still carry with me till today.
Really?
That I can't really say, like, it's terrible, you know? Like,
do you
thank you? You have served me for what you need to. And then I go, but I don't have ill feelings about it.
Wait, but was this guy not that scumbag? Is she okay?
She's definitely not okay.
No, I'm very nice.
Yeah. I mean, no, you're not thinking of that one that... At the end, right?
Yes.
You're not thinking of the end. You're thinking of the whole thing.
Correct.
Let me ask, have you ever found yourself comparing people that you meet now in terms of traits or the way they treat you to the way that this person treated you?
No. But I realized for a while after that, I was comparing my feeling.
Oh, like how I felt
with
towards
other
him.
People as compared to how I felt at that point. So there was a couple of times where I know that, let's say I want to explore something here, or I think it's a good person with good qualities or whatever it is, but I would think, like, how come I don't feel that intense fire, or how come I don't feel the way I had then? And then it took me a while to, like, you know, it doesn't have to feel that way. That's not the blueprint. That maybe that just felt like that because it's intense, right? That it was not stable, that when it was a 10, it was a 10. And when it was a 0, it was a 0. So I can't expect that.
Mm. And well, I think love can feel all sorts of ways, right? But for definition's sake, this is generally what first love is.
Okay.
First love is the person that you might compare everyone else to. Good or bad. Good or bad. Mm. You might be like, oh, my first love was shit. Everyone else that comes after that is so much better than that. Good or bad. Mm. It could also be someone that never loved you back. You love them, but they never loved you back. Unrequited. Mm. It could be someone that helps you define what love is or isn't. For example, with your first love, 100-100-0-0. You knew that wasn't what you wanted out of love. It could be someone that shapes your sense of identity in a good or bad way. It makes you even more confident. Mm. Makes you have no self-worth. Mm. Your first love is that very defining love of your life, usually at a young age.
Do you find yourself compared?
Yes, I do. To my first love. You guys know my first love.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Yes. I mean, I had crushes before that, but this was my first relationship, my first love, my first a lot of things.
Mm.
Yeah. And till this day, you know, I look back at it fondly.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, he had a very major impact on my life.
I don't know, but I don't find myself comparing a lot, which is why sometimes I question myself then, was that my first love to begin with? I feel like defining my first love is a bit of a complicated question.
Understand. Some people also say that you will never forget your first love. Do you believe that?
I believe. I mean, why else would I still remember that guy from when I was 8?
Yeah, that's true.
I remember his like full name. But I think he glowed down a bit, by the way.
By the way, can I just say that glow down is the worst insult you can get, honestly.
Don't say that.
It's true. Like, you didn't even just stay the same. You went down. Okay, well, I mean, all the more better for you that your 8-year-old self did not choose him.
Yeah, but it was a cute feeling that I was very sure was only one-sided.
Unrequited.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do believe you will never forget your first love, the feeling that gave you.
Mm.
And even if it ended in heartbreak, maybe, how that felt and what that taught you for the rest of your life.
Have you heard people say that guys specifically will never forget their first love?
Really?
I mean, we all will never forget. But there's this thing that they say, like, guys always look back at their first love.
I know we always like to bring up Avery. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Avery.
I knew this was coming.
He speaks a lot about his first love.
Oh,
like,
really?
He goes on and on. Every other week, he's like, apparently she became a lesbian.
Yes.
She turned gay, but...
He used to write poems for her.
Okay, I guess maybe she's bi. Yeah, I guess she's bi, but now she is with a girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he always says he never forgets how he did her wrong. And he will love her till the day he dies.
Avery, you are the reason why she turned gay.
You don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
No. You're the reason why she chose to get together with girls after you.
No. I mean, that's gotta leave an impact, right?
I'm sure.
I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he learned something from that. Yeah. Mm. So we got some cute stories here. This is a cute story from Reddit that our PD actually pulled out. I had a huge crush on one of my best friends. But I was kind of in denial because she's a girl. I'm also a girl.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We were going to go to prom together, but our parents said no because, you know, they're very conservative.
Yes.
Okay. So she ended up taking a friend from church.
Okay.
That friend also ended up being very gay.
Yeah.
Anyways, right after high school, we started dating and we were pretty happy for over a year until she got cold feet about coming out to her parents.
Okay.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting kind of serious. So we broke up, but we stayed friends for many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
8 years later, she is now divorced.
Okay.
She has a child from a previous marriage.
Mm.
And we started dating again. We are now married.
That's so cute.
I know. Never give up on love.
Okay. On the other hand, here's a sad story. Okay. So this person says, I met her through my school orchestra. Mm. Throughout the course of the 3 years we spent together, we became close friends. We composed music together, wrote long letters to each other, and frequently texted each other until the break of dawn. There are so many moments when I fell in love with her, like the time she showed up on my doorstep with freshly baked muffins.
Aww. Wow.
We never did anything physically, so I felt like I couldn't even justify the intensity of the love I felt for her. Mm. But I remember seeing her play violin one afternoon.
Is this me?
Sorry, no. With the sunlight from the window caught in her hair, and I thought in that moment that she was the most beautiful person I had ever seen.
Wow. You think anyone says that about me?
So this person says, he's a guy, by the way. We had differences in our religious beliefs. Mm. During college, she became more intense about her religion and ended up moving away permanently to become a nun.
Become a nun?
Become a nun.
Wow. That's one way to...
Yeah, that's pretty drastic in my opinion. Wow, wow. So he said, when I visited her, it was painful finding out that after so many years, we had so little in common now and had so little to say to each other.
Okay.
I'll probably never see her again, and she has no private email or phone now. In a way, I'm grateful for the sense of closure, but I've still never had a relationship even approaching that level of intensity.
Here's my question. Mm. Is it worse that your first love finds their true love and gets married, or your first love becomes a nun?
Nun.
It's worse that they become a nun?
Yes.
Why?
Because we already know that chances are your first love is not your true love.
Okay.
Eventually, that person will go on to find their true love, and you, hopefully, will go on to find your true love.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine. Like, you tried it out, it didn't work out, you moved on and learned.
Okay.
But I think in a situation where it's always a what could have been.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like forbidden fruit, right? There's no way. There's no turning back from that.
True?
It's true.
True. What do you think? Which is worse for you?
Because becoming a nun is like, oh, they were gay all along. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I never stood a chance. But if they had another love after that, it was like, what was wrong with me? Mm. Why not me?
It's like losing your ex-boyfriend to a girl or a guy.
Uh-huh.
That kind of feeling, right?
Yeah.
True. Okay, question for the floor. Have you girls ever wished to rekindle with your first love? Yes or no? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Whoa.
But to be fair, I did once.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So different situation.
Mm.
But no for you.
Nope. I don't know if I shared this with you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, obviously we were really young back then, right? And at that point, sometimes, you know, the way you live life at like 18, 19, 20, 21, reckless, you know, fun, and that's fine. And then you hope and pray that, you know, 10 years down the road, you're still not living life that same way. Because, you know, certain things that you did while you were 20 is fine. If you're doing it in your 30s, it's concerning.
Yep.
About 1-2 years ago, I bumped into a mutual friend. And out of curiosity, I said, hey, do you still see this person? Actually, like, what the hell is up with this fella? And this person told me like, I don't know. I just know that he like had to pay for a tree the other day or something.
A tree?
Yeah. Because if you drive into a tree, a public property, a traffic light, you got to pay for it, by the way.
You got to pay for a tree?
Yeah.
Wow. This is the first time I'm hearing of it. But it means he was drink driving.
Correct. It was at that point I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
10 years down the road, nothing has changed.
Wow.
Really?
Like, oh, how is your ex? Like, wow. He drove into a tree. Like, oh,
he glowed down. He glowed down.
He definitely glowed down. I've even heard of some crazy stories, right? Of, you know, how people can't forget about their first loves.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one story coming in from TikTok where the dad actually named the kid after his first love.
That's so disrespectful to the wife.
I've seen this. Isn't this Natasha's story as well?
From 987?
I think so, leh.
Luna?
No. As
Like her own name.
Oh! That's awesome.
Okay, oh my god, while you're checking that out, have you girls heard of this trend on TikTok called the Roman Empire?
Yes, I have.
Yes. It's something that you can't stop talking about.
Oh, you can't stop thinking about, yeah.
Can't stop thinking about, yeah.
Yeah, so this is what this user posted about first love. This is with regards to her parents.
Oh.
So she says, my Roman Empire. My parents dated for 4 months until my dad said that he didn't like that my mom had to travel for work.
Oh.
So my mom got mad, broke up with him, and moved to LA. 1 year later, she was dating someone else who proposed right before her birthday. She flew home days later. My dad found out that she was in town, asked her to dinner, where he proposed that same night. They have been married for 32 years now.
Wow.
She never said yes to the other guy. So this was the content of the post, and the caption writes, but how did my mom pull 2 proposals within 1 week?
Well, your mom must be a hottie.
Ah.
Wow.
This is where I would like to say, men must lose the person first, and then they wake the idea up.
Then you can treasure.
It's like, right? Our friend Kat. Same thing.
We're pulling a lot of names today.
Sorry if you're our friend. You'll be named today.
One other story about how first love can never be forgotten. This other user says that her 51-year-old mom still talks to her about her first love from when she was 16.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But I think that's okay, though.
I would be jealous.
Like, education?
If I was 50 and my partner was like talking about his first love.
Ah, okay.
I'll whack him.
Aren't you his first love?
First love?
Yeah. No.
Oh. He actually loved his best friend in university.
Ah.
But it was unrequited.
Ah.
Yeah. He really, really loved her. But she didn't love him back.
Mm.
But the reason why first loves hurt so much when they end is because, like, for you, for me, you know, it happened during our very formative years.
Yeah. Oh,
our teens, when we don't really have a hold on our emotions and everything makes us sad, you know, we're like very emo and stuff like that. So that's why it hurts so much.
I think that's also something about things being first.
Mm.
It's your first experience at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes the feeling is heightened. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because you've never felt it before.
Correct.
Mm. It's not to say that you won't get hurt in your future relationships, but you just won't feel the pain so much.
Mm. Until today, there are, like, whenever I smell the fragrance that, you know, he used to use.
Mm.
And it's a very common fragrance. Mm. Everybody uses it.
Oh my God, is it Sauvage?
No.
Okay. Mm.
Every time I smell it, I'm reminded of this person.
Mm.
Yeah.
For a while after, I used to, when I smelled it.
That's a fight or flight response. Have you girls heard of this theory? The three love theory.
No, what's that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yes.
The three love theory. Your first love, obviously.
Okay.
Your second love, which is called the intense love or the hard love, okay? And the third love, which is also known as the eternal love.
Mm.
So our first love we've covered.
Okay. Mm.
Your second love is the one where you have to go through a lot of trials and tribulations, heartbreak perhaps, hurt, and you learn a lot from that experience.
Mm.
The third love should be the one where it's rainbows and sunshines. It's eternal, it's unconditional, it's what you've wanted all along.
Okay, so I'd like to elaborate on that a little bit. So some people say as well, your first love, this love often happens at a young age. You eventually grow apart and call it quits over silly things. But when you get older, you may look back and think it wasn't love.
Mm.
But the truth is, it was.
Mm.
It was love for what you knew love to be.
Mm.
Ah. And then your second love, they say, this is a hard one, you get hurt. This love includes great pain, lies, betrayal, abuse, drama. But this is the one where you grow, you realize that what we love about love and what we don't love about love.
Okay.
Mm. And then from here, you know the difference between good and bad humans, you know. Now we become a little bit more closed off, a little bit more careful, cautious, considerate after you come out of this love because you just got burned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got your third love. And this one comes blindly. Remember you mentioned blind? So this comes blindly, no warning. It creeps on you silently. You don't go looking for this love. It comes to you. You can put up any wall you want, but it will be broken down.
Aww.
You'll find yourself caring about that person without trying. They look nothing like your usual crush types, but you get lost in their eyes daily.
Aww. Interesting. But the third love doesn't necessarily have to be your third relationship, am I right?
No.
Correct.
Oh.
Neither does it have to be your last, I believe.
It's just a very broad kind of, you know, descriptor.
Do you think your first love and second love is the same person, which is the first person?
I considered it exactly what you... Yeah, that's why I was so deep in thought. I thought it was the same person, but it wasn't. It was the other person. That was really tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, what about love makes it so addictive? According to a Harvard Medical School study, when you fall in love, many chemicals like oxytocin and dopamine are released into your body.
Yeah, drugs.
Mm. Oh. Exactly. So why you might love someone deeply is because you're so addicted to the feeling these hormones provide you, and therefore you become addicted to this person as well. Therefore, when that relationship ends, especially for the first time, you feel like, whoa, you're experiencing 1,000 withdrawals.
But then once you go through that process again and again, you realize that, oh, it always feels this way.
Correct. It makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
But when it ends, you feel sad. But I hope you get less sad every time it ends.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think I, at least I manage my emotions better.
Because you're older too, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And I'm more aware of the people I choose to hang out with. Mm. I mean, romantically. So they are less prone to hurting me because I chose them in the first place.
That's true.
I don't usually grieve for very long post a relationship. Mm. And I realized recently that it's because I have grieved while still in the relationship. Because I usually overstay.
Me too.
I totally feel what you're talking about. Yeah, I feel the same sometimes.
Let's say if your relationship is 5 years, but actually in the last 2 years, you're already grieving the end of this relationship. Yeah. They just don't know it yet.
So when it actually ends, you feel okay because you're over the grieving period.
Correct. Yeah.
And it works for you because while you're grieving, you can still turn to this person because they're technically still your other half.
That's so fucked up. No, for me, while I'm grieving, I'm still trying. You still had a chance. But by the end of it, if it ends, it's because I've done everything I could. Mm. It reassures me that I really tried.
You did. I'm reassuring you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think the situation that I'm in right now is sort of a right person, right time situation.
Okay.
Right. We've heard a lot about right person, wrong time, right? But, you know, Singapore is not that big.
Oh, tell me about it.
The circles be circling. Your social circles be circling. And we always, you know, he always says this. He's always like, how have I not met you earlier?
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm also thinking the same thing. How have I not met you earlier? But we've come to the conclusion that we wouldn't want it to know each other any earlier.
Mm. Yeah. Because right person, wrong time is still wrong person. For me, many years ago, I met someone whom I thought was great for me. Like the way we vibe together, we shared very good chemistry, but we were just in very different phase of life. Mm. And I was very career minded and he had his things to focus on.
Yep.
So I do feel like it was the right person, wrong time kind of situation, but unfortunately it still didn't work out. So that still makes him a wrong person. But who knows? Maybe years later we will meet again and things will be different.
Maybe. Mm. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times before that I really, really believe in the red strings of fate. You know, like how Jeremy said, you know, Shed a Partner talks about it and says like they could have met 100 other times before when they met, but it would have not been good. And the red string also says that whoever you meet, it's not by coincidence. It's because you already have this red thread attached to them. And there are lengths to this thread, which will determine when in your life you meet them.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Oh my gosh, can I share a story?
Sure.
Okay, I've got a friend. Let's call him A. It's a guy.
Okay.
Okay, A was with a girl called B.
Okay.
They were dating for many years. Mm. They broke up. She went back to her ex before him.
Okay.
For years and years and years, he was crying about it. To the point I think some of us got a little bit tired. And we're like, honestly, when is this going to end? This is insane. And then she got proposed to by that boyfriend that she went back to, right?
Oh, that sucks.
So they got engaged. Mm. Fell a spiral again. One more time, huh? I don't know how this happened till today. They got back in touch. My friend A and B got back in touch. She leaves this fiance for him. And he took over the wedding that they had planned.
No.
I'm not kidding. They have 3 kids now.
No.
I'm not kidding.
In Maple Story, we call this ninja.
So your friend was like, oh, might as well. There's already a wedding.
Let's go.
Just different groom, same bride. This is like a movie. This should be a movie.
I think sometimes when people say, like, when you know, you know. But here's the thing, right? I think sometimes we also doubt ourselves and we also, like, leave a lot of room for, like, open-ended stuff because you also don't fully trust in your gut. Like, you have a feeling, but sometimes you convince yourself and ask yourself, like, is it just my ego in the way? Is it my thoughts in the way? Is it my heart? Is it my head? Like, how can you specifically and be so sure say that it's a gut? Like, you know?
You're always going to second guess yourself.
This is your life, right?
And I think it's a risk. What if she doesn't come back?
Yeah.
After all the time you think that your gut feeling tells you that she will. What if she doesn't?
Life just works like that. Yeah. You know, he could have very easily just moved on, found someone else, gotten married. They could have never rekindled. But then that just means that it was right person, wrong time, and therefore never the right person. Yeah. I would love to see how the end of our, you know, romantic life looks like.
Right.
I think it's quite
70
interesting.
70 or 80 or how old actually?
Like 70, 80-ish.
Remember we said we meet up for tea?
Yeah.
Afternoon tea.
Oh, the tea will be piping hot. Yeah, I think there are a lot of things you can learn from your first love. I think my first love taught me the way that I should be treated.
Mm.
You know, as a woman, as a person.
Correct. Yeah,
and the way I should be loved.
My first love taught me what kind of men I want to date.
Because they weren't the kind of man you wanted.
I mean, of course, there were some qualities in him that I felt was good. But there were more qualities in him that I felt like, maybe this is not what I'm looking for in a partner.
Okay.
So that really helped me a lot in making choices when it comes to my heart.
Mm. I'll tell you what's interesting. Now that I'm thinking about it, coming out of my first love, I went on the other extreme. Because
you dated girls.
No. No. But I think I went on the extreme that was because it was so volatile, you zero in on what was wrong with that relationship and what you were denied of in that relationship. And then I thought what I needed next was just that.
Oh.
Ah. I got too tunnel visioned on the fact that there was no stability and security there.
Okay.
Mm. There was a very unsafe environment.
Mm-hmm.
And zeroed in on that and forgot to think about everything else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like whether or not you actually love the person.
Correct.
Yeah.
Understand. But no matter what, I think moving on from your first love is always going to be tough because it's your first time experiencing this, right? But for me, moving on from anything at all, not just like first love, from like experiences, things like that, time has always helped me. I think we need to remember that time will always heal all wounds.
Yes. Whatever is supposed to be will be. Like, it will come together.
Mm.
It will come together. We've seen people come and go and come back and come back and come back.
That's right.
It will just be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. There's always going to be someone else. Mm. Don't get too fixated on who could have been, what might have been, you know, and always just be thankful and grateful for what you do have in your life.
Yeah.
For example, amazing friends. Loving family, your dog, your cat, your horse, your, I don't know your what horse. You have at home, your tortoise, right? It could be anything, but gratitude is one of the things that will bring you constant happiness.
Correct. Mm. But that's not to say that you can't allow yourself to feel sadness. I think it's important to recognize your negative emotions. Let them sit in you. And emotions are transient, right? They will pass.
Mm.
I think the last thing to do is to reject these emotions because then they're going to be there for a long, long time.
Yes.
So allow yourself to feel these emotions, but give yourself a timeline to do it. For example, allow yourself 2 weeks, okay, to wallow in self-pity, whatever. But after the 2 weeks are up, I think it's time for you to step out with your friends, get some fresh air, and just start anew.
Absolutely. Nothing like a girl's night out.
Yeah.
That's
to
right.
To make you feel better.
Okay, but you know, we still hope that tomorrow is Valentine's Day and you will be spending a very nice day with your loved ones.
Be your first love, your second love, your fifth love, your friends, your family, yourself. That's okay.
Yeah.
But if you have no plans, feel free to catch up on our other episodes on YouTube and follow our Instagram at isclarity.co.
That's right. You can listen to us on Spotify, me, Listen Apple Podcasts. Turn on your notifications.
And happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!